Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Aleph. And we dedicate the learning today to Li'ilui Nishmas, Moshe Menachem, Ben Reb Chaim Eliyahu, whose Yahrzeit is on the 12th of Av, and Li'ilui Nishmas, Sora Bas Reb Yosef, and Sora Bas Sasha, whose Yahrzeit is on the 11th of Av, Li'ilui Nishmas, Avraham Ben Yitzchok Isaac, whose Yahrzeit is on the 12th of Av, and Li'ilui Nishmas Moshe Menachem ben Reb Chaim Eliyahu, whose Yahrzeit is on the 12th of Av, and Li'ilui Nishmas Alexander ben Oizer HaKoyen, the Fega, and Truma Rachel Bas Reb Shlomo Chaim HaKoyen and Rivka, whose Yahrzeit is on the 13th of Av, and Li'ilui Nishmas Tuvia Reb Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel ben Gedalia, and Rosa Bas Itamar. And for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, b'soich shar chol Yisrael. Kankanim shel yayin nesach asurim. Barrels or pitchers that contained in them yayin nesach are forbidden. Rav Nosson Zal explains ki ikar pegam hayayin shu pegam hamoichin alidei pegam hakelin alidei pegam abris kemo shemavur shom ba'tor anal. Wine represents Sechel, Moichen. We said that wine either expands the brain, the mind, or confuses the mind. So wine is Moichen, and what damages the Moichen is when the Kelim are damaged, which is the Bris Kodesh. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, Torah Lamed Vav. The Zohar HaKodesh says, Siluka de Yesoida ad Abba Ve'ima. The effects of Yesoid, the mid of Yesoid, which is the concept of Tikkun HaBris, reach all the way up to Abba and Ima, which are Chachma and Bina, which are the brain, the Alkane. And therefore, Afilu im Ein Bahayayin Vahamoichin Maga Akum Ata, even if the wine, which represents the brain, is not being touched by wine now, Rak shehu nosum bekankanim shehoyu bohem yayin bechinas moichin shehoyu bohem mago akum. But the wine, this kosher wine, is being placed in a barrel or a pitcher that had in it wine that was touched by a non-Jew, asurim liYisrael. This kosher wine becomes forbidden. Ki ikar pegam hayayin v'hamoichin alidei pegam hakelin. Because once again, Rav Nosson Zal are stressing that usually what messes up wine or the moichin is when the kelim are damaged, the vessels that the wine is in, or also representing the concept of tikkun habris. And now Rav Nosson Zal goes into a lengthy explanation and clarification. Iker shorish habechira nimshach mehabechira shel gedolei hatzadikim. The source and the roots of our Bechira originate from the Bechira of the great Tzaddikim, Shehem Bebechinas Moshe, who are like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebechirasom, Rat Bebechinas Moshe Hoysef Yoimachad Nidaitoi, whereby their Bechira does not involve whether they're going to choose to do a mitzvah or an avera. Their bechira is whether they're going to realize that Hashem wants them to add something additional to what Hashem taught them. As in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu convey to the Jews that in order to prepare to receive the Torah, they need to separate from their wives a day and a day. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to understand that in this context, a day and a day really meant three whole days. Shehim shech hakedusha, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to draw holiness, the hainu precious ukedushas habris, yoiser mimash and itstava beferush mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this case, the holiness involved precious separating from their wives, abstention, and holiness more than what Hashem had clearly expressed, more than what he heard clearly from the mouth of Hashem, kaviyachol. Ubozeh hayatolui kol bechirasai. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu's whole bechira, whether he would realize to add this additional day or not. ומשום נשתלשל הבחירה לכל אחד מישראל. And it's from there that the free choice of every single Jew originates. ועל כן גם כל אדם יש לו איזה בחינה בהלם מבחינה זויס. And therefore, every single Jew has an aspect of this in a hidden form. שצורך להובן מעצמוי רצוין השם יזבורך והצדיק אמס, whereby the person has to be able to understand on his own, by himself, what Hashem really wants and what the tzaddik wants, ולא יתס עצמוי, and the person shouldn't be mistaken, ויחווין דייטוי מאויד להשם יזבורך, but rather the person should focus his thinking in a very powerful way to Hashem, עד שיבטל עצמוי לגמרי, to the point where the person nullifies themselves completely, their own ratzon. I have no ratzon. I've nullified my ratzon completely to the ratzon of Hashem, to be able to really realize what Hashem really wants from me. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki bederach shodom roitzeleilech moilichem esoi, because we have the famous quote in the Gemara, that whatever path a person wants to go on, Hashem will lead the person on that path. ועל כן, אומר השם יזבורך, לך אמור להם, שובו לכם לא עליכם. And that's why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Jews after Matan Torah that they should go home, they should return to their wives, to their tents. ועתו פה יעמוד עמדי. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you remain here with me. והלוואי היו נשארים בזה. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if only the Jews would have kept to this. אך הבלדובר הסגרה בהם. However, unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara attacked the Jews. וידי גוידל ההסגרס הבלדובר. And as a result of the powerful attack from the Yetzer Hara, והעיקר על ידי טייבה זויס, especially in the area of this טייבה, טייבס נושם, עד שהכתיום בעבוד הזורה של הועגל, כדי להתר להם ארויוס, to the point where the Yetzer Hara caused the Jewish people to allow themselves to participate in a sin of idol worship in order to consider it to be permissible to interact with illegal relationships with women. That was the real goal of the Yetzer Hara. The Moshom Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara points out, וכן בואו אחר כך לכמה חטאים וניסיונות. And so too the Jews subsequently fell into many sins and tests. שניסו את השם יזבורך, whereby we tested Hashem על ידי זה. And what happened was, על ידי זה, as a result of this, as a result of the sins of the Jewish people and constantly testing Hashem, through this, ho'oshek yohoil el chacham, our sins, our mistakes, ended up confusing the chacham, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ya'abed eslev matana, and caused him to lose his generous heart, in a sense. Shegam Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom li'atzmoi tor b'hakoz hatzur. So that Moshe Rabbeinu himself ended up making an error in striking the rock. Ubevadai kol ta'usoi b'chirosoi ho'yu'ato gam kein b'bechinas Moshe ho'yisef yamecho b'daitoi. And Rav Nosson Zal adds now, most definitely, the mistake of Moshe Rabbeinu was not in the category of chas v'shalom committing a sin, but rather it was in realizing, being able to understand what Hashem doesn't clearly spell out to him. Shayatzorich lechavein da'as Hashem yisborach. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to realize and understand what Hashem really wants. U'migoydel habilbul shel oitzem hamachloikes shayolav. However, unfortunately, as a result of the great confusion that was caused, as a result of the intense opposition that Moshe Rabbeinu was being faced with, Bifrat Ato, especially now, Be'inyin Mei Meriva, at the time of the trying to get the Jews complaining about not having water, Ayidezeh Nisali Mimenu. Unfortunately, it became hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu what Hashem really wants. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not zeichet to realize what Hashem really wants from him. And this ended up causing Moshe Rabbeinu to pass away. This Bashtusa the Moshe b'chol dorah. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu spreads and is found in every single generation. Moshe Rabbeinu is involved in repairing Klal Yisrael in each and every generation. And he also repairs this error of striking the rock, which is the source of all conflict and controversy in Klal Yisrael, as we discussed in the previous year. Shabor al yedei teusimana, which comes as a result of these kinds of mistakes. Shenimshach, which are drawn mibechinas bederech shodam roitzelelech, from the fact that Hashem allows a person to choose whatever direction they want to go in, and Hashem supports that decision. Shaydezeh matin hashedin yehudoin moi. This is what allows those Shadim Yudoin to get people to make major mistakes and get involved in machlokes. Ve'ikar gmar hatikun yeh al yedei Moshiach. And the real true completion of the tikun of everything will be through Moshiach. Shehu Moshe bi'atzmoi, who is Moshe Rabbeinu himself. She'oz yizke lechavein das Hashem Yisborach b'shleimus. When the time comes for Mashiach to come, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to realize clearly, 100%, what the true will of Hashem is, v'lo yita'oi b'shum davar, and he will not make any mistake regarding anything. And through this, Moshe Rabbeinu will repair the bechira of every single Jew, v'yashuvu ha'koyel Hashem Yisborach be'emes, and every single Jew will do real tshuva, each person on their level, in the manner that they need to the point where even all the non-Jews will return to Hashem. As the Pasuk says, that in the future Hashem says, I'll give all the goyim a clear speech, they'll be able to know to speak to Hashem properly, etc. And now Rav Nosson Zalyeitz in parentheses, Va'adayin Srichen Levayer Kol Zeh. What we're speaking about here still requires major explanation. Ki yesh bo zeh harbe ledaber bezras Hashem Yisborach. Because Rav Nosson Zalyeitz says, I have a lot to say about this. V'zeh shekosuv, and this is also what the Pasuk says, V'nosati lohem leiv echod, v'derech echad le'yiroisi. Hashem says, I will give the entire world, the entire Klal Yisrael, one path and one heart to respect me. Shaliyoid sfeikois klal. There'll no longer be any doubts, any confusion. Any questions, please?
Moshe Benu hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock, that came about because of Klal Yisrael that caused him to lose that ability to intuit what Hashem wanted?
It was the pigam in Klal, it was the machlokes, the in Klal Yisrael that caused Moshe Rabbeinu even to become confused and not be able to really realize what Hashem wanted him to do in that case and to do the wrong thing. That's the way the Medrash presents it, exactly. That pasuk ho'oshek yehoyra chacham, that oshek, which means all types of confusion, feeling that can even confuse a chacham.
Thank you.
Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the incident with Bilam and his donkey. The pasuk says there, "Vayamoid b'mokun tzor asher ein derech." The angel that was standing in front of the donkey positioned himself in such a way, in a narrow place, where the donkey had no way to move to get around him in any way. And this ended up causing the donkey to press against the wall and to press Bilam's leg against the wall. Vayichalav Bilam, Bilam got very angry, vayach, and he struck the donkey. V'ish bar lo yedo uchsu lo yovin. A fool doesn't know and doesn't realize what's going on. Bilam didn't see the angel. He didn't know what was really going on here. V'yomar, Bilam ended up saying, Lo yodati ki atonitzav likrosi. He said to the angel, I didn't know that you were standing opposite me. And the Midrash says, Tipach ruche v'nishmose. May his soul and spirit rot. Hashem's glory fills the entire world. And if Hashem was able to constrict himself to speak, to communicate with Bilam, how is it that Bilam didn't take the hints that Hashem was sending him, that Hashem is there? And Hashem is trying to save you, to prevent you from destroying yourself completely. However, once Hashem saw how evil Bilam really was and how much he wanted to curse the Jews, the Gemara says, whatever path a person wants to go on, Hashem accompanies them. Hashem supports them. Alkein Omar Loi, that's why Hashem changed his tone, Kavyocho, and Hashem said to Bilam, Leich, go with Bullock's messengers. However, you'll only say what I tell you to say. Aval Yisroel Haksherim, whereas the true religious Jews, B'chol Ma Shoivra Aleihem, Mevinim Shakoy L'toivo. With everything that we experience, all the difficulties and struggles that we have, we still always realize that everything is for our good. Ki hakol meis Hashem yisborach. Everything is from Hashem. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, vim asurim bazikin, that even when we're tied up in chains, vayoymer ki yeshuvun, he said that we will do tshuva. We will use that to bring us to do tshuva. V'tsoyakin elov, we cry out to Hashem, v'shoven elov, and we return to Hashem. Ki shoymen koil Hashem u'remozov mikol ma'ashoyv alim. Because the Jewish people hear the voice of Hashem from everything that we're going through, and we realize the hints of Hashem. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, v'hoya ekev tishme'un, the beginning of Parshas Ekev in the Chumash. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ekev Daikor. Ekev means the heel of the foot. The Haimu Kishahu Tachas Okev Veraglin. When a Jew feels that he's under the heel of the foot, and Shedorsenoi Soiboraglaim Hashem, that he's being stomped on, people are stomping on him with their feet. Bibchinas Hirkafto Enoish Loroshenu. As the Pasuk says, Hashem, you've ridden people on our heads. Bibchinas ledake tachas raglov koil asirei oretz, to oppress under his feet all the prisoners of the world. Vioz daiko bibchinas okev, and then specifically when we find ourselves in that kind of position, kishetiske lishmoyes hamoshpotem oele, when we will realize that this is all really Hashem's judgments. Shehakol mihamishpot shelamala, shenislabeish bozeh, that all of this is a display of Hashem's judgment, which has cloaked itself in the suffering that we're experiencing down here on earth. And it's all kedei lahashiv cho'eila. It's all really to get us to return to Hashem, to do tshuva. Oz then v'shamar Hashem alekecha l'choes habris. Hashem will help you, will help guard your bris. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, Bayakov Avinu, v'yodoy oichezes ba'akev esav, that when they were coming out of their mother's womb, the hand of Yaakov Avinu was holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav. Ba'akev daika, note the heel of the foot specifically, meaning, kishiyizkaber Esav besoif hagolos, when the forces of Esav will become very powerful as we get to the end of this exile, which is called Ikvesu de Mashiach, when we hear the footsteps of Moshiach. Akev means the heel of the foot, or in that context, the footsteps. The Yirtze Libro is Ba'akevoy al Rosh Yisrael, and Esav will want to stomp with the heel of his foot onto the heads of the Jewish people. The Bechinas Higdil Olai Akev, as the Pasuk says, that the heel of his foot rose up against me. That's what the Gemara refers to as Ikvois Moshicha. Then specifically, the Yodoi, the hand of the Jewish people, Bechinas Emuna, Tfila. The hand represents Emuna and Tfila. As it says by Moshe Rabbeinu when he went out to do battle against Amalek, it says, Vayehi Yodov Emuna. His hands were outstretched in an expression of emuna, and the Targum says in tefillah, oicheses ba'akev, that power of emuna and tefillah grabs onto that akev, lahapilo yalideze, to tackle Esav, to bring the downfall of Esav through this emuna and tefillah. Beze bechinas hanoishech ikvesus, vayipol roich vayochor. And this is what the Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu was giving the bracha to Shevet Dan, he said that from Shevet Dan there'll come forth a powerful person, Shimshon HaGibor, who will bite the heels of the feet of the horse and cause its rider to topple backwards. Ki Shimshon Hoyo Bechinas Moshiach Kamuva, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Shimshon was an aspect of Moshiach. He was a savior of Klal Yisrael, and he could possibly have been the Moshiach. It's interesting to note, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zechon Lebracha, and I believe it's brought in the Yalkut HaRuveni, that everyone knows that Moshiach will come from Shevet Yehuda. The word Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Dalit represents David HaMelech, who comes from Shevet Yehuda, from whom Moshiach will come. But that's where the father of Moshiach will come from. The mother of Moshiach will be from Shevet Don. There's a pasuk, Uvenei Don Chushim. The children of Don are Chushim, one person. And the word Chushim is the letters Moshiach. That's why it uses the term Bnei, plural, referring to greatness in a sense. That Moshiach will come from Shevet Don, meaning that his mother will be from Shevet Don. Paragraph Yud Gimel, Vizer Bechinas Mitzvas Kiddush Hashem. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand the mitzvah of a person giving up their life to sanctify the name of Hashem. V'ayim Prote Adinim Behilchas Avodah Zarah B'Simon Kuf Nun Ches. Take for details on this, look in Yoredeya, in the laws of Avodah Zarah, chapter 158, Mevoyer Sham, it's explained there, Al kol avera shebetoyro yavor val yehorek. Chutz me avodah zarah v'gilarai z'shvichas domim, shaleihem yehorek val yavor. That regarding all other sins in the Torah, besides these three, if a non-Jew were to threaten a Jew, either you commit the sin or I'll kill you, the Jew is required to go ahead and commit the sin. Except when it comes to these three, avodah zarah, gilarai z'shvichas domim, there, the Torah says, a Jew should allow himself to be killed rather than to violate the sin. Ba'filu b'shar averos, and the Torah tells us, even regarding other sins besides these three, im ho'akum mechavin lahaviro yaldas, if the non-Jew is telling the Jew, I want you to commit a sin, I want you to eat this pork, and his intention is to force the Jew to give up his religion completely, v'hu b'farhesia, and this is being done publicly, b'fnei asor Yisrael, in front of 10 Jews, chayev lehoreg val yavar. Then the Jew is required to allow himself to be killed, rather than to eat that treif. V'cheinim hushas hagzera, and so too, if we're dealing with a time when the non-Jews have issued decrees against the Jewish people to force us to give up our religion, just like during the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, when they forced the Jews to not to be permitted to study Torah, etc. During these times, afilu a'arkasa d'nesani yehoreg v'alyaver. During such times, even if the non-Jews want to force the Jews to change their shoelaces, to change the color of their shoelaces, to conform with how the goyim wear it, a Jew is supposed to give up his life rather than to go ahead and do it, if it's shas agzera. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a lengthy explanation of this topic of mesiras nefesh. V'haklal al pi anal, to summarize based on this, she'ikr ha'pigam v'ha'kilkul ha'godl b'yoyser mikol ho'avera shabatoyra, u'kishemahapchim divrei elikim chayim, u'mahapchim ho'emes l'sheker v'ha'sheker l'emes. Rav Nosson Zal says one of the worst, most damaging things, worse than all averis in the Torah, is when a person confuses things and they convert the truth to falseness and falseness to truth. Kemosh Kosov, as the pasuk says, Hoy oimrim lora toy vela toy ra. Woe is to those people who label evil good. They consider what's evil, they call it good, v'latoivra, and what's really good, they label that as bad. Samim or l'choshech v'choshech l'or. They turn light into darkness and darkness into light. Shezeh gorua min hakol. That's worse than anything. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is referring to those Jewish leaders who went to reform or conservative, this kind of thing, and they tried to convince the Jews that the practice of Judaism based on orthodoxy is wrong. That's all wrong. That's really a misinterpretation of the Torah. The Torah doesn't want us today to observe Shabbos by not going into a car or not turning on lights. Not at all. Chas v'shalom. Matinus Yisrael v'chol olam rachum atzlan. Because as a result of these people misinterpreting the Torah and turning it upside down, they end up causing the Jewish people and the whole world to be mistaken. The whole world becomes mistaken, thinking that these are the real, true Jews. V'chol ze nimshach mebechina hanal shekosov ba'toyra nal al posuk hinei borech lokachti v'chulu. And all of this is the result of what we spoke about earlier in previous shurim, and what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in chapter 36 in Likutei Maran, the concept of when Bilam said, I wanted to take borech, and I took berech, meaning shemilamalo yoyred rak oyer poshut. Usually, from above, from heaven, comes down only unformatted light. And then when the light comes down from heaven, it goes to each and every single person. It gets formatted by each and every single person according to that person's vessel, according to that kifitfisas hamoichin shaloi, based on that person's understanding. Shehim hakelim lekabel hor. That person's moyach, that person's brain, is the vessel to receive this light from Hashem and to interpret it. Ve'ikar tikun hakelim v'kilkulam hu kefi tikun abris v'kilkulam chas v'shalom. And the main thing that will determine how good a person's brain is, how good a keli it is to format the light properly or improperly, is the tikun abris of the person, or the pigam abris of the person. Ubaze tolui hakoil. And everything depends on this. Vize iker his habaldovor varmosoi shehu oire vechoita al kolechot viechod. And this is the main battle of the Yetzirah and his trickery, whereby he lies in ambush and he digs against every single person. Ubeyoiser al hagdoilem vamanhigim. Especially he goes after the people that are on a higher level, the leaders. V'chol mi shehu godol b'yoyser, oyrev ala b'yoyser. And any person who's on a higher level, the Yetzirah works against that person more. The Yetzirah applies himself to that person more. K'mo yisham Rabbi Yisrael Zala, as the Gemara says, kol ha'godol mechaveroi, yitzroi godol mimenu. Whoever is greater than his fellow Jew, the greater person has a greater Yetzirah. As the Gemara interprets this pasuk in the prophet Yoel, sheposhat yodoi bigdoilim, that the Yetzirah extends his hand specifically against those who are on a higher level. And this is what resulted in the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. It's amazing that we're learning this right now, a few hours after we broke our fast here in Chutz La'aretz for Tisha B'Av, a Tisha B'Av Nidche, which took place on Sunday. As it says over there, when it speaks about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Esponov El Hayom HaKadmoini, and as the Gemara interprets that pasuk, referring to the Satan going against the leaders, v'adayim merakeid beinon al yidei zeh v'chol atzoras rachman al slot. And the Satan is still dancing among us in this manner. V'chol atzoras rachman al slot v'chol arichas hagolus al yidei zeh. And all of our suffering and the fact that the exile we're in now is going on for such a long time is all because of this. Because this is something that we know in general, and each and every single one of us knows this specifically regarding ourselves, the shortcomings of our heart. And our pain, what each and every one of us is experiencing regarding this taivas niyuv, this desire for improper behavior between men and women, which Rabbein Nizal defines and the Zohar Kodesh refers to as a composite of the evil of all 70 nations. Shehu taivas niyuf, which is this desire for illegal, sinful behavior between men and women. Asher kimat ein gamechot noki koroi be'inyan zeh, to the point where there just about isn't a single person who's really pure the way we're supposed to be in this area. V'shchiach harbe shepogmo moed rachmona litzlan. And unfortunately, it's prevalent that there are many, it's very prevalent that people mess up, that Jews mess up in this area. Zulas gedoile hatzadikim uvchorim, with the exception of the great chosen tzadikim, yechidei hadoiros, mamish individuals in several generations, like a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like an Arizal, like a Zoruk, like a Baal Shem Tov, like Rabbi Nizal, Shehispoaru esatzmon beisparus amiti oitzem koyach gvurasam ukdushasam binyan zeh, whereby these tzaddikim prided themselves and praised themselves about how powerful they were, how holy they were in this area. V'kamuvan b'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, as we see, as is understood from the words of our rabbis, avol roiv ha'olam kekuloi, whereas the vast majority of the world, Vafilu haksherim, even religious people, v'tzadikim k'tzas, and even people who are partial tzadikim, einam mekiyim koroi, are not really pure the way we're supposed to be in this area, in our thoughts, in our actions. V'chol echad kefi pegamoi bozeh, kein mekukolim kliamoichin shaloi, and each and every one of us, based on how much we mess up in this area, so too our brain is messed up. And as a result of this, we are incapable of receiving and formatting the light of Hashem that comes down properly, that it should be formatted properly where it should benefit us. Alkein sorich kolechot li zoher benafshoy ma'oid Livli liois chochom deinov, lintois achre chochmoy shel hevel hametsuyim boilam. Therefore, each and every one of us has to be extremely careful to be smart and not to allow ourselves to be drawn to the foolish chachmas in the world. People who come up with all kinds of chachmas that oppose the Torah, chas v'shalom, or that oppose tzaddikim. Bifrat badoirois halolu, especially in our generations, Rav Nosson Zal says, shemisloitzitzin mikama dvorim shebikdusha, whereby there are people that make fun of many items in holiness, ubefrat mitfila bekavana, especially when they see a Jew trying to daven with kavana, they make fun of that. As the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas points out on this pasuk in Tehillim, the Gemara says this krum zulus means elu dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shalaylam. This refers to things that are among the most important things in the world, ubnei adam mezalzalim bohem, and people treat it like garbage. They insult it. They umaynihu. What is the Gemara referring to? Rashi says there, tefila. It's referring to tefila. That tefila is among the most important things in Yiddishkeit, and even during Rav Nosson Zal's time, his students, people who became a kuruv to Breslov, would put a lot into their tefila, even the standard tefila, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, and there were others who would watch this and make fun of this. V'chol koyach shel elu haleitzonim v'hamizalzlan v'ksheirei hador hamiyagim atzmon l'sval v'kavano al yidei te'us manal. And the whole power behind these people who make fun of and insult people who try very hard to daven with kavana is based on the mistakes of their leaders, some of their leaders. Al yidei shemahapchem divrei elokim chayim, whereby these people sometimes flip around Hashem's words to misinterpret them. Ad shehatorah nasis lahem samoves, to the point where the Torah becomes a deadly poison to them. They misinterpret the Torah, and they try to show proof from the Torah that you're supposed to daven quickly, etc., or things like that. Bebechinas loy zocha, as the Gemara says, if a person is not zocha, the Torah becomes a samoves. Ad sho'imrim ksovim ushkorim v'chol minei leitzonis al haksherim be'emesinal, to the point where these people make up lies and all kinds of mockery against those who are trying to be really religious. Uki'ilu heim oivrim al divrei Torah chas v'shalom, to the point where they try to convince people that these people who are davening with kavana, they're going against the Torah. They're the ones that are really going against the Torah. Ad shoimrim she'al pi ha-Torah magia lahotfam ulorotfam b'chol minei redifos, to the point where, again, the leader at that time, during Rav Nosson Zal's time, the Savran Rebbe wrote a letter to his Hasidim, that based on the Torah, it's a mitzvah to persecute and attack the Breslovers, b'chol minei redifos, with all kinds of attacks, the parnasosam, to try to get them fired from their jobs, to try to get them to lose their parnasa, ubenafsham, and to actually attack their lives. Lahatir domom mamish rachmona litzlan, to say that it's permissible to kill to kill a Breslov chassid. This is actually what happened at that time. B'chol zeh al yidei te'usim hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says all of this is the result of the mistakes, the kind of mistakes we spoke about earlier, sheboim al yidei pegama bris, which are the result of pegama bris, when a person is not pure the way they're really supposed to be in the area of Tikkun HaBris. Shaydezer nifgam haklei moichim, that causes the person's mind to become damaged. Ad asher mahapech oyer ha-Torah mahapech el hefech, to the point where this person takes their knowledge of Torah, the light of Torah, and twists it and perverts it to try to show from the Torah that it's a mitzvah to persecute these other people. Ve'ikar ha'kilkul al yidei ha'gdoilim v'ha'manhigim. And the main damage here is caused by the ones on a high level, the leaders. Asher be'emes einom nekiyim koroi bataiva hanal, where the truth is, they are not really pure in this area of tikkun habris, of the behavior between men and women. V'loi dai lohem bazeh, and if that's not bad enough, afgam eino makirim es mekoimam, they don't know their place. Machmas taivas ha'hisnasus v'hakovoi, because of the desire for greatness, their desire for kovoi, they accept leadership positions, and they falsely believe that they're the real leaders, the real true manhigim of Klal Yisrael. Ad shemiskanim b'hakshelim she'enom nechnoim tachtam, to the point where they become jealous and angry at those religious people who are not willing to submit to them, who are not willing to accept them as their leaders. V'choitron aleihem, and they dig against them. Umayin bohem ba'ayin ra, they look at them with an evil eye. Lechapes v'limtzei behem kol hachesroines v'apigomim, to try to find every type of fault in these religious people, these people who are trying to daven with kavana, these people who have hispoidus. And Rav Moshe Zal says, ubederech shotam roitzeleilech molichem esay, whatever path a person wants to go on, Hashem lets out the rope, he lets out the leash, he lets the person go on that path. Alkein yesh koyach labaldovor la'akin daitom, and this is what gives the Yetzirah the ability to twist their minds, at shematin esatzman, to the point where these people fool themselves, va'omrim, and they convince themselves, sha'al pi ha'toyra magia lirdoif mo'ides ha'ksherim anal, that it's mamish based on the Torah, that it's a mitzvah to persecute these religious people. Bifrat al yidei ribui loshon hara ushkorim urechilos uksovim, especially through a lot of loshon hara and lies, all kinds of things, shemotzui mo'id, which is very prevalent, unfortunately, due to our many sins. We find the case of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. It's the most obvious case. We're talking about people who were supposedly the greatest tzadikim, Shiftei Kol, and yet they were mistaken, they misinterpreted, they thought that Yosef HaTzadik is a liar and he's imagining things. When he told them his dreams and everything, they said terrible things about him, and they actually came to a conclusion at a point that it's a mitzvah to kill him. Umisha who writes Elias Ishkosha Bemis, and a person who wants to be really religious, Lachshav al Tachlisoy Amitius, to really think about their future, about what's going to happen when they leave this world. And the person wants to come close to true, really religious people, those sincere people who are really following the Torah, as they received it from the tzaddikim before our time, like Rabbeinu Zal, the Baal Shem Tov. Such a person doesn't even have the ability to stand up to all those that are opposing him and making fun of him. Kiim alidei mesiras nefesh mamish, unless the person is prepared mamish to show mesiras nefesh, to be able to take insults and everything, and sometimes to be able to be considered like a leper. We would never allow our daughter to marry such a person, v'chudu. Because the truth has become so confused to the point where people can't figure out what's the real truth, what's really right. So that it requires true mesiras nefesh, a person prepared to endure incredible suffering and everything, in order to sanctify the name of Hashem. Shezeh mushrosh etzel kol echod mi Yisrael b'kedushas nafshoi. And every single Jew really has this ability. It's rooted in the holiness of our nefesh, limser nafsha al kiddush Hashem, to be prepared to actually give up our lives to sanctify Hashem's name. Kama shekvar ra'inu kama anashim pshutim vegasim shemosru nafsham al kiddush Hashem. As we find in the history of Klal Yisrael, many simple people, mamish people that were not so religious, but when put to the test, when they were told, take a Sefer Torah and spit on it or throw it on the floor, they said, kill me. This in the case of the Nazis, in the case of the Russians, again, nothing is coincidence. I'm in Silver Spring, Maryland now. And yesterday I was in the yeshiva here for kinos. And the Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Rosh Yeshivas spoke, and he spoke about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, he spoke about the Nazis, Yamach Shemam, he spoke about the communists, what they did to Klal Yisrael, what they tried to do, the incredible persecution. And he quoted the Rambam, who says that every Jew, even the simplest Jew, has it in him, has it deeply embedded in his soul, that he's ready to die al Kiddush Hashem if he's put to that test. As we see throughout history, and he described stories that are written about refuseniks in the Soviet Union and other places, the kind of mesiras nefesh these people showed to be religious, to be frum, and to serve Hashem and to promote Yiddishkeit, and the incredible suffering that they endured for it, and how they remained firm in their Yiddishkeit. Hashem should put an end to all of this persecution, to all of this sheker in the world. Here again, the communists and the Nazis made it seem as if they're out for the benefit of mankind. They want to improve the world. How are we going to improve the world? The Nazis said, by eliminating the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, and building an Aryan race, Yimach Shemam. And the Soviets, by eliminating God, eliminating religion. Religion is like a disease, it's a plague. We're going to eliminate religion and make the world into a better place to live. That's these goyim. And lahavdil, we have in Klal Yisrael, people who think that they are the real authorities on Yiddishkeit, and they know the true path of Yiddishkeit, and their path is the only way. And if they see people who seem to be following a different path, they're putting emphasis on tefillah or certain things, which these other people don't emphasize that much. On the contrary, some of them daven very quickly, etc. They'll make fun of those people, Rahman al-Islam, as Rav Moshe Zal and himself and his followers experienced during their time. Any questions?
Is Mashiach going to come, quote unquote, after the 10 tribes will be reunited with us? And then in brackets, Mashiach's father is from the 2 tribes and that are with us now.
The answer is Mashiach has already been born. He already exists. He's going to be revealed when the time comes, when the time comes. And could be again, could be it'll from the 10 Shvatim. We know that on the holiday of Shavuos, we have the Akdamas, which is something that was given to us, where at one point there was contact made with the 10 Shvatim that were on the other side of the Sambatian River. So that there's no, even though right now, supposedly all of us are from Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, other than the Kohanim, who we're not 100% sure about, everything will be in good order. Even if Moshiach comes, if his mother is from Shevet Dan, could be that all has been prepared already. He exists already. It's just a matter of Hashem revealing him, you know, and him being able to reveal himself to Klal Yisrael. Wish we should be zeichet to see the Nechama. We're going now, we finished Tisha B'Av, we're going towards Shabbos Nachamu. Hashem should console us once and for all completely and put an end to all the suffering of Klal Yisrael from all of our enemies, from outside, from within. Be zeichet to see the Gula Shleima, v'mhera b'meinu, amen v'amen.